I'm one of the great regrets of my life is that I've not yet eaten at either Marble or Saint, and that's because they're in Johannesburg, and I haven't yet had an excuse to go to Johannesburg to taste the wonderful food that Chef David Higgs has been producing, first at Marble and more latterly as well in Saint. Hello, David.
John, how are you?
I'm healthy. How are you?
Yes, fantastic. And I'm sure your mate Dan Nicol will be more than welcome to have you up here with him to join him for dinner.
Yeah. I mean, Dave, I know Dave Dan in his News 24 wine column has written about the wine list at Marble and the joys of dining there. David, you're shut down for at least 3 weeks. You have a large number of staff, people in the kitchen, the brigade there, the waiting staff. How are you handling all of that?
We made the decision early on to close the restaurant before it was even called, actually. Our feeling was to, you know, it's a big restaurant and we've got a lot of international guests coming through, and our feeling was to protect our team as best we can. Obviously with that comes implications, you know, but our thinking was that the sooner we close, the sooner we can open again, you know, and that was sort of the thinking with it. You know, we got to, the difficulty with everybody, not just us, but everybody, is that we just don't know when this is going to sort itself out, you know, and that's our biggest challenge. So now we just hang, you know.
Okay, and talking about creativity, you're putting together an initiative, or I don't know if it started already, that you've offered to volunteer recipes based on the ingredients of a citizen's fridge, which they either photograph and send to you or list and send to you. That's very brave of you, David.
It's been very brave, especially when you're getting 50 fridges a day. John, it's just a bit of fun. You know, it actually happened accidentally. Anne Hirsch posted something on her Instagram story, and I sent her a message. I said to her, throw that chicken away and maybe do something with the other stuff in your fridge. And it sort of started from there, you know, and it's very much based on what I used to do with Alan Barnard many years ago on radio, which was called the Gourmet Minute. And it was just an idea, basically, of what you can do for dinner, and not so much recipes. It's, you know, you can Google so many recipes. It's just loose ideas of what's in your fridge and what you can and possibly whip up for dinner, you know.
And you are prepared to continue doing that? We can give the contact details for folks.
Yeah, 100%, every single day, and it's all on Instagram, so it's a bit of fun, it's a laugh, some of it's serious, some of it's not so serious, and it's basically hashtag what's in your fridge, and it's David Higgs Chef is my Instagram handle, you know.
David Higgs Chef is the Instagram handle, and the hashtag is?
Hashtag what's in your fridge.
Okay, well, I'll find somebody on Instagram and then I'll send you a photograph of my fridge. And then I look forward to preparing what you suggest. Lovely to chat to you again, David. And I'll make an arrangement somehow to get to Johannesburg when all this madness is over. And Dan Nicol and I will descend on Marble. Watch out! That'll be worse than World War III, I tell you. And talking about the innovation and the excitement, here's somebody who's already, David, can David listen to this? Is he still there? Craig said, David taught me to make an omelette last night on Instagram, also taught me how to braai boerewors when I was about 12 years old. So there is Craig, who's continuing to learn important lessons from David Higgs.